Recently, I was having an interesting discussion with a good friend of mine about the great controversy. You know, the concept that we are embroiled in this battle between good and evil, between Christ and Satan. And he made a very, very powerful statement, which is it any wonder that we have so many militant Adventists who are forcing their viewpoints around? Well, that really depends on how you classify the war and what sort of a battle it is. Because if we see it to be a battle of force where God is, by his might, rejecting and destroying Satan, well, then that kind of approach would make sense. But if we look at how Christ actually won the war, it was by a totally different method, wasn't it? It was by loving self-sacrifice and the full disclosure of his character. This is not a battle that somebody is trying to win with a sword or a gun or a missile. This is a battle of ideology. This is a battle of what the foundation of the government rests upon. Is God fair? Is his loving way the right way? Is it the best way to govern the universe? And so with that as our point of view, and we see that God himself won the war by sacrificing himself and by expressing the highest value of love, why should we do any different? If we want to wage war against the enemy, do we get out our Bibles and do we beat people over the head with them? Or do we love them unconditionally? If we love them unconditionally, my friends, I guarantee our results will be better. We will be exonerating the character of God. We will be playing our part in this great controversy. We can't do it by force because then we're using Satan's methods and claiming to fight on God's side. So I just want to leave those thoughts with you today. Maybe there is an opportunity for you to share that message with someone else. Well, I hope you enjoyed and I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye.